a South Coast guru of economics, the whiz of dollars and cents for nearly two decades. He didn't flinch when it came to providing the highly accurate yet depressing news that the recession was going to be a long one for the nation, the state, and the Central and South Coasts. Bill Watkins has just retired as executive director of the California Lutheran University Center for Economic Research and Forecasting. He talks with KCLU News about everything from the presidential election and the economy to what's happening in our region. Watkins believes that people trying to predict the impacts of the new president on the nation's economy are jumping the gun.
My feeling is that the impact happens only with a long lag. So the night of the election, stock market, I think the futures were down 900 points for the Dow. Krugman said the stock market would never recover. By the next morning, he was shown to be wrong. You know, making predictions for rapid change in the economy based on election just doesn't make any sense.
Watkins says it will take time to truly assess what a Trump administration will mean to the U.S. economy.
A president has to work with Congress. Changing laws takes a long time. Once they're changed, it takes a long time for the impact to be absorbed and businesses and consumers to adjust to it. So I think it's a real, real mistake to start trying to forecast big changes due to elections.
Watkins believes the low interest rates we've had for years as part of efforts to bail out the economy will finally rise. The rates have been good news for home buyers, but bad news for people with savings accounts.
We expect them to slowly, very slowly increase the interest rate, probably to some level below what we saw prior to the Great Recession. We'll have to see. I think the Fed has been too timid in raising interest rates, and that the low interest rates are causing some distortion that may take us a while to unwind.
Watkins has an impressive resume. He was an economist for the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve in Washington, D.C. He spent nearly a decade at UC Santa Barbara's Economic Forecast Project. Then in 2009, he and Dan Hamilton founded California Lutheran University Center for Economic Research and Forecasting. He admits for the last several years, SERF's economic forecasts have been on the negative side, but he says you have to call it as you see it.
Since the Great Recession started, there's been time after time when observers have claimed to see some sort of green sprouts or you know, the turnaround is here tomorrow, and it just never materialized. It is frustrating because people don't like to hear bad news, but we felt we had to present the forecast as we saw it. We're classified as dismal. I think we lost some customers because they got tired of hearing bad news, started finding other sources that might be more optimistic.
The CLU forecasters got some outside redemption this year when the National Association for Business Economics named SERF's work the second most accurate in the nation, only being topped by Fannie Mae's chief economist.
One of the nice things about the award we recently received on forecasting accuracy was that it sort of validated those dismal forecasts. One of the things that this slow recovery has shown me is that a lot of people, you know, would rather hear good news than the truth. I had chief executive of a real estate company get mad at me for a talk I gave, basically told everybody afterwards to ignore me. I had a president of a bank do something quite similar. You know, I've always said that there's no way in the world that I can cause a recession, and we just report it as it is.
Having said that, in his final look at the state and region, Watkins says we will see continued slow growth. He believes that a less inviting tax and regulatory structure for business will mean a continuing drain on things like manufacturing.
I was hopeful that when the state became solidly Democratic, that there might be a debate within the Democratic Party. I haven't seen that occurring. Environmental issues, social issues have become more important than the economic issues for working class people that used to be so important to the party.
Watkins admits in retirement it's hard to let go and says he won't stop looking at the numbers every day.
It seems to me that one of the secrets of life is get paid for what you do anyway. And so I get up every morning and I look at the economic news and read about it, and I figure I'll be doing that, and I expect to keep on writing, too.
But Watkins says he'll now be trying to spend more time catching fish in Tennessee streams than snagging trends in the market. CLU is the parent of KCLU Radio. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.